Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, 3-Hour Recycling Center is having an auction for crushers, van body trailers, porticools, vending equipment, ladders, racking, cabinets, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
As promised, Courtland Sutton at mandatory minicamp yesterday, but I think it's fair to say there was more attention about what he said off the field than what he actually did on it.
My team and I have been in contact with the guys upstairs to handle all of that stuff, and we kind of were going back and forth trying to figure out the best way to, kind of find a middle ground for the situation. And, we are at a stalemate in a sense, but, I have confidence and faith that the right thing will be done.
Okay. And he went and he said some very, strong things about wanting to be with his teammates, wanting to be with his guys and stuff like that. But what do you think the motivation is at this point? Getting back with his guys or getting back with his guys with the deal in place? It's the latter. This is a deal-oriented thing right now. He had a long-term contract that was, I thought, a very good deal for him when he and Tim Patrick signed them. They did it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget. But it's not a great deal at the back end.
Nope, never is.
No guaranteed money at the back end. I know that his people have talked about it as a contract adjustment. Good verbiage. Seems to indicate there isn't a lot of room that has to be, forded between the Broncos and Courtland Sutton. But they're not there yet. And by the way, the Broncos are under no obligation whatsoever to do anything. They have the player under contract. Now, will they? We'll see. I think that they'll probably figure it out, but I can't say that for certain.
Generally speaking, I tend to side with players over owners.
So do I.
When it comes to deals. I don't think that I would have the nerve to say this to Courtland in a press conference. But if I did, maybe I will, but I doubt I will, because it would come off as completely argumentative and it would come off as potentially being disrespectful. Although when I tell you the number, it's not going to sound disrespectful. And I suppose it depends on how the question is asked. Dude, you knew the deal that you were signing. They gave you $35 million guaranteed. What in the world makes you believe you deserve more guaranteed money in the body of the contract that you signed when I'm sure you knew in the final 2 years there was no guaranteed money? Why do you deserve a new contract? You already got $35 million guaranteed, and now you want more? I understand you had a good season. You were paid to have a good season last year.
Right.
You were paid to have a good season this year.
And fairly, by the way. Paid fairly, I think.
More than fairly. $35 million guaranteed is a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
So why do you deserve more? I think it's a fair question. Why do you deserve more guaranteed money when you've already pocketed $35 million guaranteed, not to mention the money that you're going to make this year? Yes, I understand. You're worried that if you get injured, there's no guaranteed money. I get that. But you know the game that you are playing. And you got all that money up front because that's what you wanted. You wanted the money up front. I'm sure the Broncos would have been thrilled to spread it out. But you wanted it up front and you got it. Why should you get more? You signed a deal. And it's not as if you didn't get any guaranteed money.
Yeah. There should be plenty of Jack in the bank, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's hurting for cash.
I don't think either. I think it's I do think it's a protect the investment kind of thing. Even if
protect what investment?
Well, I mean, just protect his. I think he wants.
He's been protected. He has $35 million in the bank.
But that's, I don't think, his perspective. I think his perspective is, you know, that I have earned a sweetener on the deal. I'm not saying I agree with it. I think that's his.
You got your sweetener, $35 million guaranteed.
He obviously thinks that he deserves more.
Do you think he does?
Not necessarily. No. No. I think the deal that he got was a very good one. And it hasn't aged the way that he would like it to have aged. That's kind of a him or his team problem. It's not really a Broncos problem. The question is, will the Broncos feel the need to give him what? A couple million more dollars? I don't know how far apart they are.
And by the way, it's not a personal affront to Cortland Sutton. I would say this about any player. You got $35 million guaranteed. You wanted it front-loaded. You got the contract that you wanted. Mm-hmm. Back then, you were one of the higher-paid wide receivers in the league. You know that salaries go up. And when you're the highest-paid quarterback in the league today, 6 weeks from now, you might not be.
Right.
That's just the way contracts work.
Yeah, I agree.
So, should the Broncos be worried that if Cortland doesn't get a new deal, for lack of a better phrase, or a little bit more sweetener, should they be worried that he's going to be unhappy and it's going to come out in the locker room to a young team and specifically into a young wide receiver room?
Yeah, I don't think the Broncos are opting or looking for distractions.
Do you think it could be?
Yes, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
So what do you do?
Well, you've got options. You basically have three options, right? You can trade him. You can sweeten the pot. Or you can say, dude, it's your bed, lay in it. Right? I mean, that's basically what you've got.
If I am Cortland Sutton, I privately ask for a trade. Don't tell me you want to be in the Ring of Fame. Don't tell me how you want to finish your career here. I'm guessing you want to win. And it's not going to happen in the next 2 years. If you get a two-year contract extension, you're not winning the Super Bowl.
No.
Okay? Maybe some other team will be willing to give you that extension. And maybe you go to a better team. Why would Cortland Sutton want to come back? Unless he is so married to Denver, like Justin Simmons is.
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, like we've talked, the receiving room is better with him in it. But, I mean, how much better? Is it so much better that you've got to move heaven and earth to redo a contract that he agreed to? Not necessarily. My sense is that it'll get done, but will it get done so that all parties are happy and satisfied with it? Because if the player isn't satisfied, that's an issue.
Yeah, because you're worried about how he's going to act in the locker room.
Yes, I do think it's an issue. I really do.
I loved Cortland Sutton when he came out of SMU. I remember talking to him when he was a rookie how he brought this up, and it was so accurate. The question was, why are you so good at jump balls? And his answer was, because I was a three-sport athlete.
Right.
He said, I was a rebounder in basketball. I learned to jump. I was a center fielder in baseball. I learned how to judge the ball. And I took those two skills, and I put it into football.
And he's right.
Yep.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, I'm pulling for Cortland Sutton.
Yep.
But I also understand that the Broncos have a business to run. And we'll just, it's going to be interesting because I think that at the end of it, we will have the answer to the question, how important do they feel Cortland Sutton is to the operation, both in the present and in the future.
I think they're waiting to see if Vele develops.
Could
they're
very
waiting,
well be.
They're waiting to see if Troy develops. And what does Tim Patrick look like? And how does Marvin Mims develop?
That's right. If Josh Reynolds.
All those guys.
Those guys.
If those guys don't look like a solid wide receiver room, you might need to give them the money.
Mims, Vele, Reynolds are guys that I think that those are guys. I think little Jordan Humphrey is can be kind of a guy as well. That was a little tepid, but you get my point. I'm hedging my bet a little bit on him. Brandon Johnson is a guy that I think is a good stopgap. I don't think he's a featured guy probably. But they've got some dudes. It's an adequate, again, adequate receiving room. No one would mistake this for a good receiving room relative to others in the NFL.
Right.
But it is adequate, and I think that you can function with it. Now, I will tell you this. I will get back to the bane of my existence right now, which is tight end. We may gasp. See Greg Dulcich as early as today. He was running hills again yesterday.
Right.
The hills of life. Running up them. Long locks. Streaming in the wind behind him. As he plowed up the field.
Let's put something into perspective. If you feel that the Broncos are doing you wrong. When did he get that contract? After coming off a serious knee injury.
Yeah.
They gave him that money after he played one game in 2020. They gave him that money.
Yeah.
And what did he do in the following two seasons? He caught a decent amount of passes. Never cracked 850 yards.
Has he lived up to his contract?
He scored four touchdowns in two seasons. And now he deserves a more money because he scored 10.
Had a pretty good year.
The Broncos did him a solid coming off a torn ACL. And now you're coming back for more? As my grandmother would say, that takes some chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
It really does.
It does.
They took care of him when most teams would not.
Like I said, I think we are fixing to find out how they really feel about this. I mean,
I think they're waiting through training camp to see. This is a wait and see. The Broncos are in no rush and they don't have to do anything. Let's see how this wide receiver room pans out. If he gets a deal, I would be surprised if he gets something in early August. But if something's going to get done, I think it would probably happen in late August, early September.
I think they've got the guys to do it.
To do what?
To start. I mean, I think that they have a capable. I think that they've got a capable receiving room. I think Reynolds is a guy that will play for them. I think Troy Franklin will figure out a way to get on the field. I think little Jordan Humphrey gives them size and a big target in the end zone. Marvin Mims is a guy I think you and I agree with better take off this year. I think Vele is a very intriguing guy.
Yep.
Very intriguing. Well, I'll say this. Not only is he intriguing, he's playing. I've seen enough.
Coming up after the break, Sean Payton talked about when he's going to name a starting quarterback. And if you think he's leaning towards Bo Nix, not so fast. That's next.
It's you and me. It's you and me. Won't be unhappy. And if only could, I'd make a deal with God. And I guarantee swore.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, 3-Hour Cycling is having an auction for crushers, van body, trailers, ladders, racking, cabinets, tools, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you are looking to have authentic Cajun cuisine, there's only one spot in all of Denver you should go to because it's the best spot. Nola Jane off of Market Street in Lodo. Now, what do they have that I love? If you love po' boys, they've got it in spades. The debris, shrimp, soft shell crab, catfish, eggplant, and gator sausage. That's just for starters. Their gumbo, absolutely outstanding. You want catfish, they have blackened catfish, a plate of it smothered in etouffee. It is so stinking good. And then, what do you want to wash it down with? If you're going to go to New Orleans, you got to go with the Hurricane, synonymous with the French Quarter and Bourbon Street. The difference is that stuff is loaded up with sugar. They use real juices for their Hurricane, and it is so unbelievably good. And it's a great place to go during the summer because you can eat and drink up on their rooftop deck, which is super cool. Nola Jane and Lodo, the best out there. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
Sean Payton says he has a gut decision on what he wants to do with the quarterback position, although he says he's going to wait as long as he needs to make a decision, has no exact timeline. What do you think his gut tells him?
Bo Nix. I think. But he sees more than I do. Just, I don't see a path for anyone else other than Bo Nix. Based on time, effort, energy, what they've spent on him, and where they're going. Can't be a lost season for Bo Nix. Has to be a season of experience and getting ready for next year. Wins and losses, I know, are still the goal. Everyone's going to say it. Sean said it yesterday. Alex Singleton said, yeah, we don't want to suck. That's kind of our goal. He said it in a different way yesterday.
I get it. What you're saying is they don't want to go Emmanuel Sanders and live in the world of suck.
Embrace the suck. One of the best lines I've ever heard in a locker room.
I didn't say embrace the suck.
Oh, you've got to embrace. We've got to embrace the suck.
No, he said we're living in a world of suck.
Yes, he did. But he also said you have to. Well, no, maybe he didn't.
No, nobody wants to embrace the suck.
Embrace the suck. Anyway, we live in a world of suck. Anyway, but that to me is the only path here. Now, how you get there, if you start a veteran for a few weeks, whatever, but you better get there. You better get to the point where you know whether Bo Nix is your guy moving forward after this season.
Let's say for the sake of argument, because we deal in sports radio, sports talk radio, the world of what ifs, because we have a lot of time to fill. And why not talk about something that fills time that is somewhat provocative?
Okay.
Let's say for the sake of argument, Stidham is a little bit better heading into the season. But Peyton starts Nix. How do you think that will go over in the locker room? Because this isn't like Cortland Sutton trading him and people thinking he might have been our best wide receiver and why are we trading away one of our best players? Guys have worked hard this offseason. They want to win. How does that go over that the teacher's pet gets the start when everybody sees something else different, if they do see something different.
Yeah, that's a big if. I mean, I don't know what you would separate the two of them with at this particular point. I will say this.
If Stidham is better, I don't want to say clearly, but if most of the guys in the locker room feel Stidham gives them the best chance to win right now, yet Nix is the starting quarterback, how does that go over in the locker room? Because it does matter.
I think that it would be very popular. And I'm guessing...
What would be popular?
I think it would be popular for Bo Nix. I think Bo Nix is going to be the guy that...
That's not the question I asked.
I think Bo Nix is going to be the guy that people rally around. I think Bo Nix will be the guy in the locker room. And by the way, some of the players that I've talked to, you can already start to sense that. Quinn Meinerz actually said it yesterday on the podium.
I don't believe what anybody says on a podium. I believe what they tell me in private. They will never, ever truly put a lot of stock.
There are others. I talked with a player yesterday that didn't make his pick, but the intimation is this is the guy. These guys all know what the deal is. They all know what the deal is. And by the way, they also know what the deal was the last 2 weeks of the season. I mean, you think you got a lot. You say that I can't use that against him, but players do. They saw the way that he performed or didn't perform in the last 2 weeks of the season. I think that Bo Nix will win the locker room before this is all said and done. I think he's.
I do too.
I think he's doing it now. I really do. I think he's doing it now. I will stay with my premise is this: what do you have at the end of the season? The path to get there, up to you, but you better know what you have at the end of the season.
So let's take
That's it.
Let's take it out of the locker room. And let's put it in the community, in the Denver bubble. Stidham starts. What's the reaction going to be from the fans and the media?
Not good.
Right.
Not supportive.
Nix couldn't beat out Stidham? What kind of guy did you draft, Sean? That will be the narrative.
I don't even know if that will be the narrative.
Yeah, it will be.
For me, the narrative is you've used a first-round draft pick on this guy. What the hell are you doing?
Okay, Alex, you're a resident fan. If Stidham starts, how are you going to feel? What are you going to say?
Not good. Not good. Like another Paxton Lynch situation.
You're going back to the last 2 weeks of the season. You've seen enough of Jarrett Stidham, right? I mean, I'm guessing that's what most fans are going to say. What is a fan with the limited view that they've had on Jarrett Stidham going to come away with?
No, I think you're making my point for me. I'm saying, how are fans going to feel? How is the media going to feel if Stidham is the day one starter over Nix? To what you just said, look at the last couple of weeks. He's probably a career backup. How are the fans going to feel? What are they going to say?
So why couldn't this guy beat out Jared's a backup quarterback, basically. I would be concerned about that for sure.
Right.
That would not be what I would be concerned about. But that's
what would you be concerned about?
My deal is, I would immediately wonder, okay, are they giving him time because they want him, because they want Nix to be able to be feathered in instead of just put in immediately? That would be my thought. If I'm a fan access to the things in the media that we have access to.
Well, you and me are going to be out there every day for training camp.
Yeah.
See, that's the beauty of what Sean has done in terms of setting up OTAs. Limited access, limited information, and then he can say, you don't see what I see.
And he's right.
But in training camp, we see exactly what he sees.
We'll see everything today. We'll see everything this week.
Now, we don't have the ability to look at tape.
No.
We don't have a chance to look at practice video.
No.
and the little idiosyncrasies of what makes a great player or why a guy should start over this guy.
Absolutely. Ours are impressions based in the moment.
The problem is that 95% of the eyes will be on Stidham and Nix. It's not like we're going to veer over and see, gee, wonder how Damari Mathis is coming along. If they're playing on two separate fields, the offense and the defense.
Although Riley Moss made one hell of a play yesterday.
All eyes will be on those two quarterbacks.
It's all about the quarterbacks right now, and Sean's made it that way to a large degree by saying there's a quarterback competition.
Oh, boy, I hate that phrase.
Well, I mean, talk to him about it.
Well, no, this is the hand that he has.
Yeah, right.
He drafted a rookie. Mm-hmm. He didn't like Russell Wilson.
Yep.
He likes Stidham enough to give him some money. And that's just the position that they're in.
No question. So, yeah. I think that I'm not going to say that the die has been cast, because that's probably not the case. I would be very surprised if it's not Bo Nix, based on what I have seen
to this point. I would be surprised as well. Coming up after the break, Jaleel McLaughlin. Sean Payton has been singing his praises in at 5:15 in the morning, working real hard. Let's look at reps. If Jaleel has really taken a step, hopefully with his blocking as well, how do you divide up the carries between Javonte, Estime, we have completely forgotten about Samaje Perine, and Jaleel McLaughlin?
Mm.
That's next.
I'm one of the greatest, ain't no debating on.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
When this song came out, I believe I was like 12, 13, or 14.
Huh.
And boy, did this song speak to me.
Jay Giles Band?
No, the song Centerfold. The actual song, Centerfold. Because I'm like, because I was at that age where, you know, hormones are raging and you're like, yeah, she's a centerfold. Yeah, this is great.
Picking up old editions of National Geographic, were you?
Yes. Yeah, I was looking at pictures of the Kalahari Bushmen and to see how their women dressed, which they really didn't. That was very exciting for me as a 13-year-old.
Good.
Released in September 1981.
Yep. I was 13 years old. And I remember this. I'm like, ooh, I couldn't wait for this song because I love the words. And I'm like, ooh. Again, hormones are raging at 13.
Another Boston band, Aerosmith, Jay Giles Band, those guys kind of all in that same era.
Notice how you went right to your hometown.
Yeah. Right? Well, I mean, you grew up with those guys.
Is Boston from Boston?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
The lead guitarist, I think, was from Virginia, or the vocalist, but the band was based in Boston.
Welcome back, Morning Drive. Reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, 3 Hour Cycling is having an auction on crushers or fork crushers, van body trailers, porticools, ladders, racking, vending equipment, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word. Not the final word. What's trending?
What's trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
If Jaleel McLaughlin has taken major steps to become a better blocker, how do you see the reps being divvied up this year? Because you have thunder, 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 and then lightning with
him. Yeah. He has got to be a guy that can do it. And pass blocking is either you're really good at it or you suck at it. There's not kind of a gray area. You've got to be good at it. So, and we don't know that yet. It was an area that probably he, well, not probably, that he definitely needed work on.
Yeah.
My guess is, and by indications, he has worked on it. I don't know how one does work on that independently.
Weight room.
Well, I know you work on it in the weight room, and I would say that he's carrying a few extra pounds this year. It has not affected his burst. I can attest to that. He's an impressive guy, and he was impressive a year ago. I think he has the ability to be even more impressive this year. But reps and on the field will be determined largely by his ability to pass block.
No question.
Period. No question about it.
What do you have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll talk about Paul Feinbaum unleashing on Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes, and also discuss Bud Black picking up win number 500 as Rocky skipper. That's all next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Doesn't matter if you love him. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. 3 Hour Cycling is having an auction for crushers, van body trailers, porticools, vending equipment, ladders, racking, cabinets, tools, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com. /MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, Paul Feinbaum took a flamethrower to the idea that Deion Sanders and Colorado are elite. The ESPN pundit and SEC expert said, first of all, he is a celebrity, but not a celebrity as a coach. To me, Deion, it's all about what he did previously, and I think that's why I give him a lot of credit for calling himself Coach Prime, because that puts the emphasis on being a coach, but he's an industry-created coaching celebrity. What happened last year was generational, but it was mostly forced and created, and it was really, in many ways, illegitimate. He really never beat anyone of consequence, but that didn't stop us from talking about it. Wow. What are your thoughts on Paul Feinbaum unleashing on Deion Sanders and CU?
What would you say that you disagree with? What did he say that is you take exception to? Pretty accurate.
Here's the difference between Shannon Sharp, Stephen A. Smith, a bunch of guys at ESPN, and then Paul Feinbaum. Paul Feinbaum has zero interest in building a relationship with Deion Sanders. And because of that, he says whatever he wants to say, whether people agree with it or not.
Right.
When you get to know someone and then you find yourself in their gravitational pull, like Stephen A. Smith is, Shannon Sharp is, all these other people, forget about giving somebody the benefit of the doubt. Joel Klatt, I'll put in there as well. You tend to see things that are not there.
Well, yeah, I would agree.
Deion Sanders has done a lot for the city of Boulder. He has done a lot for national recognition of this program.
No question.
He has done amazing things, except win football games.
Yep. That's exactly right.
And honestly, I'll throw an analogy your way. He's built a beautiful house, absolutely gorgeous, and you really have to wonder if that house is sitting on a solid foundation.
Yeah. How's the plumbing?
No, I'm not talking about the plumbing. Plumbing's good, too. I'm talking about the foundation underneath. What's it built on? Is it built on concrete or is it built on sand?
Fair enough.
But everybody wants to look at the house. Nobody wants to look at the foundation.
Yeah.
Transfer portal. Five new starters on the offensive line.
Right.
Yeah, you brought in talent. How are they gonna gel together?
First time offensive line coach.
What's gonna happen when you lose your two sons? Three sons, really, but the two sons, Travis Hunter and Shadur. What's it gonna look like without your starting quarterback for next year?
I'm interested to see what it's gonna look like this year.
No, but I'm talking about next year.
No, I know. Right. I get what you're saying. Right.
All right, just in case you missed it, with last night's Rockies win over the Twins, Bud Black became the only manager in MLB history to win 500 games with two different teams and also win 100 games as a pitcher. He's the 13th manager with 500 wins for multiple franchises. He won 649 games as manager of the Padres. Now he's 34 wins behind Clint Hurdle. He won 534 games as Rockies manager. Any thoughts on Buddy Black's 500th win and the job he's done so far this year?
Well, I hope he gets the 34 this year. I'm not positive about that. But anyway, Buddy Black is a great baseball guy. He's a great baseball dude. I met him for the first time ever when he was an arm on that 85 World Series team.
The Royals.
The Royals in Kansas City. And they beat the
St. Louis Cardinals.
Surprisingly, in that World Series, yep. By the way. But anyway, and I've enjoyed him and our back and forths over the years a great deal. So I congratulate him as what he is, a very good baseball man.
I liken what you just said to something that Nikola Jokic did consistently throughout the season, this season and last season. Nikola Jokic is the first player in NBA history to score exactly 38 points, exactly 22 rebounds, exactly 7 assists, and exactly 2 steals in NBA history. There's always a stat for something,
yeah,
isn't there?
Sure.
500 wins with two teams and 100 wins as a pitcher. He also has 599 losses.
Sure.
As the Rockies manager as well. So that number is going to be evened out pretty soon. Mm-hmm. I love Bud Black. I think he's a great guy, and he's a great baseball man. However, by any legitimate organization would have fired him years ago.
That is probably true.
And it's not because it's his fault, because it really isn't.
No.
Or, as was said in Good Will Hunting, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. And for Bud, it's not his fault. He hasn't been handed a lot of good ingredients to cook with.
Absolutely.
But at least I'll give credit to Dick Monfort for realizing that it isn't Bud's fault. It's the fault of his GM. That's the problem. But he's not going anywhere either.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to see anything change drastically with the Rockies administration and leadership.
All right, just in case you missed it, a competitive eater, Joey Chestnut, has been banned from the 2024 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, as Major League Eatings has said the 16-time winner is unable to compete due to his endorsement deal with Impossible Foods. Chestnut agreed to represent the vegan brand Impossible Foods over Nathan's. Is banning the 16-time champ from competition over a sponsor deal with another hot dog company? Is that crazy to you?
Yeah. I mean, just pay him. I mean, they were paying them anyway, weren't they? Is it Nathan?
Nathan's hot dog.
Yeah. Hot dogs? I mean, just pay the guy. But I will say this, in the absence of them paying him, I now know that there is an Impossible, first of all. I now know there is an Impossible hot dog that I didn't know before. I didn't know yesterday that there was such a thing. But I do now.
There are a lot of great phrases in every sport. In baseball, double play. In football, pass pro. In basketball, 3-and-D. Hockey, odd man rush. Competitive eating, reversal. The greatest term of all time. Reversal means?
Purging?
You got it. If you did a reversal, that means you threw it right back up. Greatest term in all of sports. It's a reversal.
You talk about something I do not give two flips about. That would be eating. How disgusting. How much more disgusting can you be?
I'll tell you who committed the ultimate reversal. The portly kid in Stand By Me. He's the one who committed the greatest reversal of all time when he drank the castor oil and decided to watch everybody throw up. What was it? The pie eating contest?
Yeah, I don't know. That was that. Yeah.
Great movie.
It was a very good movie.
And arguably the greatest scene in the movie because it was just so stinking funny. We have everybody in the audience watching, I believe, the pie eating contest. Mothers throwing up on mothers. Fathers throwing up on fathers. Great scene.
All right.
That's going to do it for us. Nigel, Alex, great job today. Same with you, Bruce.
Oh, I can get better.
Oh, I can get a lot better. And I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make the best possible day you can.